women and Alaska Natives are underrepresented in the STEM fields, but two South Peninsula girls are breaking barriers before even leaving high school. They are learning about science, technology, engineering, and mathematics at University of Alaska Anchorage this summer. The girls are participating in the Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program, or ANSEP, 5-week acceleration academy. KBBI's Daisha Eaton has more.
Nicolaivis School sophomore Chelsea Johnson says ANSEP's Acceleration Academy isn't only fun. It helps her get ahead.
I think that it's great that I'm able to get college credit as a sophomore.
The 15-year-old is participating in ANSEP's Acceleration Academy with about 60 other students from around the state. Johnson says the program allows her to explore subjects not available at her school.
Honestly, it is one of the best opportunities I can see for myself. At Nicolaivis, there really aren't very many students looking to even go to college. So a program like this really helps me open my eyes. I was introduced to it from my principal, and he thought it would be a great idea for me because I was really interested in math and the STEM field.
She says the hands-on, collaborative learning approach brings subjects to life. Johnson got interested in STEM subjects as a seventh grader when she participated in one of ANSEP's middle school academies. Now she's hoping to narrow her interests.
That's what I'm hoping ANSEP can do for me, help me figure out what I want to go into exactly. I probably will want to become some type of engineer and definitely in the STEM field.
ANSEP Regional Director Michael Ulrone says the Acceleration Academy sets students on the path towards STEM careers, since they take classes for both high school and university credit. ANSEP started in 1995 as a scholarship program for university students and has evolved into much more, with programs for students starting at sixth grade and continuing on through high school, undergraduate, and graduate degree programs up to the doctorate level. Ulrone Chupik, originally from Chivac, a small community in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta of southwest Alaska, is an alumni of the program. He studied civil engineering and now works for ANSEP while simultaneously pursuing a master's degree in engineering management. One of the most important aspects of the program, he says, are the STEM labs, where students work in groups and engage in hands-on activities focused on real-life challenges that professionals might find in the field.
So, for example, students will be participating in a water treatment STEM lab where students will learn the chemistry and the engineering about how water systems treat and filtrate water for our rural villages in Alaska.
The activities are designed around teamwork, says Ulrone, and geared toward building positive connections between students from across the state. ANSEP's objective is to affect systemic change in the hiring patterns of Alaska Natives in science and engineering by placing students on a career path to leadership. Johnson, the sophomore from Nicolaivis, is Alaska Native, Yupik, but ANSEP is open to all students, including Homer High School senior Aaron Gillum. The 16-year-old has been participating in ANSEP programs since middle school and says she keeps coming back because she can't get the classes she needs to pursue the college studies she's interested in. So far this year, Gillum has completed a motor car lab, a chemistry lab where she made soap, and she's currently working on a geology lab focused on solving coastal erosion problems in Alaska. She says the program has made her sure that she wants a career in a STEM field.
I'm either interested in going into biomedical engineering or becoming an educator and doing work similar to what people at ANSEP do.
Besides getting to take classes that wouldn't be available at Homer High, Gillum says she enjoys connecting with other students.
One of the other things I really like about ANSEP is the community aspect of it. It's really amazing to get to come up here and be surrounded by a bunch of other kids who have similar interest to me, because in Homer, although there are kids interested in STEM and stuff, sometimes it's hard to find kids who you connect with in the same kind of way in terms of interest.
Johnson and Gillum are in their third week of the Acceleration Academy. In Homer, I'm Daisha Eaton.